In Barton County, Missouri, most voters supported Donald Trump. He won 84% of the vote there. This rural county also has big healthcare problems. Reporter Bram Sablesmith of member station KBIA asked one farmer about Republicans' plans to replace the Affordable Care Act.
Darvin Bentledge says his plan used to be the same as all the other cattle farmers in Barton County, Missouri. Stay healthy until he turned 65, then get on Medicare. When he turned 50, things did not go according to plan.
Well, I had a couple of issues.
Over 2 years' time, he had hepatitis C and diverticulitis, and that's on top of his persistent kidney stones, diabetes, and other problems.
I had to refinance the farm because I had run up between $70,000 and $100,000 in hospital bills.
This was back in 2007, and Bentley says with all those pre-existing conditions, health insurance became impossibly expensive. So when the Affordable Care Act came along,
I was probably one of the first ones to get online with it and walk through it.
In fact, over a quarter of the people on the exchanges are between 55 and 64, and they use their insurance more than younger people do. Under the GOP plan, older people's insurance costs could rise dramatically, but the subsidies would be capped at $4,000. That's less than half of what he's getting now under the ACA.
My estimated income is less than $20,000. So I just have to go back to plan A and hope I make it to 65.
You know. Premiums tend to be higher in rural areas, where the population also tends to be older, poorer, and sicker than most. And Maggie Elowani of the National Rural Health Association says there's another issue. 80 rural hospitals have closed across the country since 2010.
We've got an access crisis going on with all these hospital closures. And so much of that is linked to not only the health, but to the economic vitality of the community.
One reason for these hospital closures is that 19 states, including Missouri, chose not to expand Medicaid, which left rural patients uninsured. And the GOP proposal would cut Medicaid even more over time. And Darvin Bentledge says his county recently increased property taxes to keep its hospital open.
It falls on the farmers. My property tax on the hospital went from about $80 to $400.
Missouri's Republican congressional delegation has said Obamacare has failed. And Bentledge says the ACA needs work.
But it's not worth scrapping, you know.
All you need to do, he says, is look at how it's helped him. For NPR News, I'm Bram Sablesmith in Missouri.